Juliet, and I'm 10 years old. With me is my mom, Mary.
Hi, I'm Mary, and I'm the mother of a 10-year-old and an almost 13-year-old, and I'm also a licensed marriage and family therapist.
Welcome to the Mini House Big Thoughts. The reason we named our podcast Mini House Big Thoughts is because we're recording in a mini house my dad built in the backyard.
The reason we added Big Thoughts is because these podcasts are about some of the things we've been thinking about.
The things you plan to think about are how to express yourself in a positive way.
These things might include vocabulary words, because the more words you know, the better you can express yourself. Organizational skills, because being organized allows you to find items that help you express yourself, like art supplies, writing tools, and more. And friendship skills, because we all want to have close friends.
Welcome to the Mini House Big Thoughts.
I might add that also with us today is our dog, Beckham, and our cat, Manny. So you might hear them in the background.
Our topic today is having fun. Today our word is ebullient, spelled E-B-U-L-L-I-E-N-T. It means overflowing with fervor, enthusiasm, or excitement, high-spirited. This word is an adjective. Ah. It describes a noun.
Excellent. And that will help people know how to use the word ebullient when they want to put it in a sentence. So, I have a question for you. Was there ever a time when you had an ebullient experience, when you would describe your experience as ebullient?
Yes. My ebullient experience is when I got my first own pet, so I got to keep it in my room. It was a hamster, and its name was Houdini.
Aw, and that made you feel overflowing with enthusiasm or excitement?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was a long time ago. Do you remember how that felt? When you got your own very own hamster and you were super excited?
Yeah, I was excited and full of enthusiasm and mostly all the happy feelings.
Do you remember how it felt inside of your body? How your body felt when you felt
warm.
Super happy? Oh. Seems like maybe when we're even talking about it, when I'm asking you questions about it, you're kind of remembering that day and what that day was like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you smiled. That was a really good day. Do you remember he came home in a little box? A little box with a little handle. So the next thing that we talk about is how you stay organized so that you can express your positive feelings. Do you have a thought on that?
Yes. So when you want to express your positive feelings, it's like when you're making a Mother's Day card or a Father's Day card or a Christmas card for someone. Mm-hmm. So if you're not organized, you can't, like, be happy drawing all your Mother's Day cards or Father's Day cards.
Because why?
Because then you can't find your tools and you'll be frustrated.
So if you want to maintain your ebullient feelings, if you want to stay enthusiastic about something, really being able to find the things you need and not have to deal with frustration really becomes important.
Mm-hmm.
So what about with friends? How does ebullience help a friendship?
Ebullient helps friendships because, say if your friend wants to play this game, but you don't like that game because you played it like 100 times. And if you have ebullient feelings, you'll say, okay, I'll play that game. But if you're not filled with enthusiasm or excitement, you might say, like, oh, that game's very boring. I played it 1,000 times. So then your friends might not want to hang out with you those days.
So part of being a good friend is if your friend is excited about something, to try to share that excitement, to find that enthusiasm for something and express your enthusiasm for that thing that they're excited about so that you can enjoy it together. But what we're not trying to encourage here for good friends is to be fake, right? You don't want to pretend that you really, really like something if you don't really, really like something. So what would you do in that situation?
This is a hard question because it's never happened. So
you're lucky.
So you can, like, instead of being all fake, like, oh, I love that game. It is the best game. Like, you shouldn't be sarcastic. Mm-hmm. Like, you should pretend to be I mean, not pretend, like, you should act like you're very excited, but not overexcited.
Mm. So show an interest in something that your friend is interested in, and maybe that the ebullience will grow.
Yeah, you shouldn't be, like, very overzealous.
But you should just do your best to be a good friend and be interested in what your friend is interested in that moment.
Uh-huh.
So that comment that you just made reminded you of something we learned when we were looking up the definition for ebullient.
Yes. Overzealous means too ebullient, like too excited or too enthusiastic.
So if somebody's feeling ebullient, they're just excited enough, just enthusiastic enough. But if somebody's overzealous, they're way too excited, kind of crazy excited. Yeah, that was good.
Those were today's big thoughts from the mini house.
So word of the day was ebullient, as Julia pointed out, an adjective meaning enthusiastic or enthusiasm or excitement. We talked about staying organized so that you don't get caught up with frustration, but you can maintain your enthusiasm, and about how to use good friendship skills to be enthusiastic with your friend about something and not be fake and not overzealous.
Thanks for listening. If you have any ideas or questions, email us at minihousebigthoughts@gmail.com and like us on Facebook, minihousebigthoughts. And if you'd love to hear our next episode, please subscribe.
Thank you.
Thank you. Manny and Beckham did such a great job, you couldn't even hear them.